We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
This is Evan Dawson. If you like conversations that take you beyond the headlines, join me on Connections. Every day, we dig into the issues shaping Rochester with the people living them, researching them, even trying to change them. No hot takes, no shouting most of the time. Just real conversations to keep you involved in your community. Listen to Connections wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Mind of Magnus. Our show has a simple premise. We're here to share the stories and life adventures of others to help expand our minds. I'm Matt Austin, and here's your host, Magnus.
Hello, hello, folks. Welcome again to another edition of the Mind of Magnus. As always, I'm here at the High Falls area in Rochester recording my random shows for you. And today is one of those shows that I love so much where I get to share all the cool factoids you guys have been sending into me. And if you want to send in your factoids, your stories, your everything you want to share with me, feel free to do so. I have a hotline, which I love having. The factoid hotline is 585-310-2473. You can actually text me your facts that way. You can also send me a story if you want. I think there's a 3 to 4 minute a cutoff. If you want to do a longer, just call me back. I'll put them together, so don't worry about that. If you want to email me your factoids, feel free. mindofmagnus@gmail.com. That's the way to get a hold of me. So today's factoids, I am going to be sharing some fun ones that came in. And this is kind of cool that as I was looking through the lineup tonight, I realized that I inadvertently have a whole bunch of factoids that are kind of alliterations. So today we're going to be going for the bees. That's right. All the factoids will be a bee theme. Not talking about the insects. I'm talking about the letter B. Like I said, alliteration. It was funny. Three facts in, I was writing the stuff down. All of a sudden, I kind of realized, like, hey, wait a minute. I have a theme here. I love when the themes happen. So I put them all together. And on top of that, the factoid that comes in first is from another letter B, Ben. Listener Ben sent in this thing. You posted a while back about the Dinopithecus. It's the giant baboon-like monkey that lived in Africa when our ancestors were still around. So yeah, I totally did. On some of my socials, I shared out this really crazy factoid about this giant baboon. It was actually called the Terrible Ape. So I did a whole post about this whole thing. And it was crazy because at this time, this creature is both one of the largest primates that ever exists. The males are like 170 pounds and like three times the size of modern baboons. They're also the point where man is actually much smaller. We were a contemporary size, 170 pounds. Early man was maybe 100, 110 pounds at this point in time. So this creature was massive. Big fangs, big arms, all the stuff that a baboon has now, but something that is three times to four times the size we see now. Dealing with a point where our early man at that point in time is not even with bows and arrows. This is Stone Age at best. This has early, early rock warfare, pointed sticks. There is no projectiles except for a rock you can throw and maybe a spear. So imagine yourself on the African plains as a man that age, woman, all this stuff, and suddenly a baboon larger than you, which could leap 20 feet at you, coming over the grass, and you have to defend yourself. And we survived it. So back to the factoid. Ben shares that baboons do this really weird trick that males sometimes pick up infants and hold them up when approaching a dominant rival to decrease aggression and then to safely enter a group. They call them passport babies. So literally, a less dominant male would pick up and hold a baby in front of the big dominant, just be like, hey, hi, coming through, and they won't attack for whatever reason. So Ben, this is awesome. And which is oddly enough, when I went to put this factoid into the long list of factoids I have on my machine, because that's how my brain works. When you send in a factoid, I log it to put them all together for an awesome show. I actually had other entries for baboons in there. This one came in from actually no name. That's the reason I set it aside, because I was going to try to get a name for it. But the secondary factoid is that in 1764, the Earl of Sandwich read a long erotic poem out in the House of Lords as a revenge for a fellow MP setting a baboon on him. Yep. A long erotic poem was read in the House of Lords because someone sent a baboon at another man. So I had no name about this one. Apparently it's true. Actually, I think I've heard this one on No Such Thing as a Fish, which is a wonderful podcast to listen to. So a lot of my factoids that my brain spits out during the week come from that show. So check it out. I'm going back to the other letters here to do as well. This was a great letter that got sent in, and I want to just read it out to you. They came into the mind of Magnus at gmail.com. Hey, Magnus, I found your show through the John Michael Gaudier episode, and I immediately thought of you when I read this new Nature paper about the James Webb telescope's little red dots. So these are like super compact little red light sources we're seeing out in space that don't behave like normal galaxies or normal quasars. The new model suggests they might actually be like super young, supermassive black holes that are wrapped in insanely dense ionized gas cocoons. Yes, Magnus, I got you, space cocoons. So the wild part is that the strange broad hydrogen lines. So a little break for me here. What they're describing is, I did a little bit of research on this one, that these hydrogen lines, like literally in space, it looks like these are motion lines looking at the stars. So they thought originally it was like extreme motion, like we were actually seeing like blur lines of something in space. But as they continue the letter, if they think that these lines aren't extreme motion, but from electrons scattering in thick gas. So basically, baby black holes in cosmic fog suits. I just had to share. Jennifer L. Oh my God, Jennifer, thank you so much for a cool factoid about space. I love me the James Webb Space Telescope. So learning more about it, oh my God, it is so wonderful. So if you folks are a fan of science, then you definitely need to go back and listen to my buddy John Michael Gaudier's. His shows, Event Horizon, are super enlightening. I love them. He's a great voice. You can put it on the background when you're working. He has that deep, perfect voice that just you want to keep hearing what he's talking about. And he's also a science fiction author. So please check out his books. Truly creative. Awesome. Though, I do have a bonus factoid here. If you aren't a fan of super science sci-fi, like you want science, but not super science fiction-y things, here's a bonus factoid that I can toss at it. This came in from a listener a while back that there is a hugely popular subgenre of science fiction novels called mundane sci-fi or boring sci-fi. So this is like a niche literary movement that within the sci-fi whole thing. And it was developed in the early 2000s, and its own subgenre of science fiction is typically characterized by its like setting on Earth or within the immediate solar system. It's really characterized by like a lack of interstellar travel. Like there's no intergalactic travel. There's no human contact with extraterrestrials. And it's like believable use of technology only, or as science as it exists at the time the story was written, or like a slight plausible extension of existing technology. So to add to our B alliteration, here's boring sci-fi. So you can watch some mundane sci-fi. If there's a books out there, it's I haven't wanted to read them because mundane sci-fi seems like not my sort of sci-fi. Give me aliens, give me creatures, give me cool ships, give me theories. Like, I love that sort of stuff. But continuing on with the bee factoids, we have one in here. This is a bird fact for the listener, Jack, who is asking about cool bird facts. An awesome dude, so who am I to argue with that? So, Jack, here's a factoid for you for birds. So, a bar-tailed godwit, which Latin name, I'm going to murder this one, Limosa lapinaca, just flew for 11 days straight from, get this, Alaska to New Zealand. That little bird traversed a distance of 7,500 miles, which is like 12,000 kilometers, without stopping. It flew over the large ocean part of our world that it blows my mind. And this actually is the bird. It's the world record length flight of any bird ever recorded. And this is a cute little bird. It's got like a curved long beak. It eats like, you see them on like sandpipers of sorts. It'd be like on the beach pulling out little worms and stuff that way. But yeah, it flew 12,000 kilometers in one go, 11 days straight, never stopping flying. So there you go, Jack. So you have a factoid all for yourself. And we're come up on our final factoid. So this one comes in with, oddly enough, another alliteration. This is luckily, this made me so happy. I'm such a nerd. So this factoid came in from Brian. And he goes, hey, Magnus, Boltzmann Brains. B-O-L-T-Z-M-A-N-N, Boltzmann Brains. It's a real physics thought experiment that in an infinite universe, random fluctuations could theoretically assemble a fully formed, self-aware brain truly out of the chaos. And this brain would be complete with false memories. So, statistically speaking, you might be a temporary brain floating in entropy. Happy Friday. Signed, Brian S. So, thanks, Brian. I love those thought experiments. It's one of those ones with all infinity, everything is possible. So, that makes sense. If everything is possible in an infinite universe, that means a chance of me being a floating brain, possible. Do I believe it to be so? I don't think so. I like a lot of the people I'm around, unless we're all floating brains, which in an infinite universe also means that way. So that's what I'm always have problems with, though, infinite universe theories of stuff, is that in that case, everything is possible. It's the same idea that pi, the number of pi, is, for what we know, is a number that has no repeating patterns in it. So that means all patterns exist. Eventually, they're going to see every pattern in there. And that's the case, that means if you equate your number to like the letters, your name is spelled out in pi. Also, your birthday, your name, your address, all of those things we put together because an infinitely thing, that means every variation does exist. So if you think it, it has to exist. So those sort of thought experiments, while fun, I enjoy, are just so open-ended that, yeah, sure, I guess that works. So nothing against Brian. I definitely love any sort of factoid coming in. The Boltzmann brains are a wonderful theory that we may just be a floating head, a brain in the cosmos, thinking what we're experiencing right now is real and having all our memories. But I don't think we're going to have that. I think we're going to be back here next week for more random stuff. I am going to be having some fun shows. I'm doing a co-show coming up here with Emily from It's a Lot podcast, another one of the Lunch Door podcasts. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be up there coming in a couple weeks, I think. Other guests coming on, other shows lining up. If you want to be a guest, if you want to come on, you want to share your stories, feel free to do so. I want to do some more interviews. I miss doing interviews. I've been having fun with these little side interviews. I've been on a bunch of different shows. I'm trying to share them out on my socials, so follow along there. But if you want to just send in your voicemail, tell me your stories. I want to hear some cool stories. I'm actually really missing. I had a bunch of people that were going to send in some stories that they texted me, and I was like, listen, I love this story. Please send me a voicemail. Send it into the hotline that I want to hear your stories. Tell me a ghost story. Tell me anything. I'll put them together for our Halloween episode. Tell me the cool stuff you know, the things you want to share. I'm down for anything. I love interviewing people, and I love hearing your stories. This whole thing is about expanding our brains and sharing the life adventures of others. So share your life adventure with me. And this has been an alliterative Factoid Friday here on the Mind of Magnus. This has been Baboons, Baby Black Holes, Bobtail Godweights, and Boltzmann Brains. So thank you to Brian and Ben and all you beautiful people out there. As always, Matt's going to give us the information on how to reach out to me and share your cool facts. And as always, keep expanding those minds.
Do you have a crazy story, odd factoid, or want to share something you think will help expand the mind of Magnus? Let us know. Call our voicemail, 585-310-2473. Visit mindofmagnus.com or message us on social media at Magnus Apollo.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.